Today we're going to do laboratory number 10, and we covered most of the material in the lecture, and there are a number of examples here. We basically have covered this, and I've given you the demonstration programs, the demos, which are now available online in case you misplaced them. They were emailed to you, but they're also available online. And you'll see that there are a number of sample programs in the laboratory. I suggest you look at them and notice they're broken up into different parts, user-defined functions, moving the mouse over a link, forms, clicking buttons. You could look at these examples, review the demo programs, and make sure to look at the source code. We've gone through this in the lecture. You can go over it again. You can look at these examples, look at the demos, and that will help you get started. Now, what the laboratory itself is, I'll open that up, homework number 10, I'll open that up and take a look, and you'll see there are five parts, and a couple of these should be very familiar to you. Let's just go through the different parts so you make sure you understand. You know, you can do this all in one HTML file, you can do it in separate files, you know, I would prefer in one file so that I can just step through it, but whatever is easier for you. And it says here, for this assignment, you will write several web pages. Right, you can do it as one, you can do it as five separate ones, whatever you wish, that contain JavaScripts. Write each one of these in a separate file. Again, if you want to make it one file, I will accept that. It's your option. When you save the file, make sure it has an extension, the HTML extension, an appropriate extension. Okay. Now, the first one is to write an HTML page that prompts the user for a message. Right? You have a prompt window that comes up, and then displays that message in italics. So the user has to type in whatever message. It's a variable message. You know, hello, how are you today? Whatever it is, any message that I type in. It's going to rain today. Whatever you type in then has to be displayed in the document, not in a pop-up window, not within an alert, in a document, and it should be displayed. And the key, what makes this a problem for homework 10, is you should use a function to produce the italicized message. We've had examples, right? The sample demos, they had functions for you that did display messages, so you have a good place to start, and that should help you with part one. Any questions on part one? Part two, write an HTML page that contains several buttons. Each button should be labeled with the name of an animal, cow, dog, cat, giraffe, whatever you want. Okay. When the user presses the button, an alert box should pop up with an appropriate response. Here's an example. Again, you make up any response you want, and you can pop up alert boxes. And here it says cow, and I press on cow, and it says moo. All right. You can, again, pop up anything you want. For a cat, you could say meow, or you can say anything you want. You know, I'm Felix the cat. Whatever it is. But as an alert box. In other words, what you're really doing here is getting practice on using the event on click. You want to detect the event on click, so you should have a few buttons. A few buttons. Okay, what's a few? Three, four, five, whatever you want. A few. Okay, not one. More than one. Okay? Part three says for homework number 9, that's a typo. We did it, I believe, in homework number 7. Okay, or 8. 7 and 8. For homework 9, this is wrong, as I said, you wrote a script that prompted the viewer to enter colors and then change the colors on the page. Redo that exercise using buttons instead of prompts. And I wonder if we reviewed this in class. Okay. Use one set of buttons to allow the user to select a color for the background and another set of buttons for the text. Okay, this should not be that difficult of a problem, should it? Okay. It should not really be that difficult of a problem as I am demoing for you when I'm opening up one of the demos, okay? If you get the hint. All right. So number 3, that's what it wants you to do. Number 4, redo the Mad Lib exercise. Again, it wasn't in homework 9, it was in 8. Only this time you're going to use a form instead of prompts. Your web page should contain a form to allow the user to fill in values to put in the blanks, like an animal, a place, whatever. You make up a form. It should have at least 3 entries that you're going to be making interactively. If you have more, that's also good. 5 is nice. There should be a button to press when the user is finished typing in the words, so you have text boxes, and then you also have a button. You should have anywhere from 3 to 5 text boxes would be fine. You want more, okay? And when the button is pressed, the Mad Lib is then displayed on the page, filled in. Okay, that's what you have to do here. And then the final one is write a page that includes the BC logo, and when you move the mouse over the logo, it should change to the other one. I wonder if we've seen something like that. What do you think? Have we seen anything like that? All right. Any questions on that? Okay. So get started on the laboratory.